This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, KLTC 1460 on the Western Edge in Dickinson. Hey, how are you? Glad to have you along. Governor Doug Burgum will join us this hour. He speaks later this hour to open up the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. We are at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks for that event. We'll get a little preview of his talk. We haven't talked a lot about this on the air, but the governor is really kind of shaking things up a little bit in setting some bold goals for the oil and gas industry. And two of them are, well, I'll tell you two. One, the first one is 2 million barrels a day. All right, so you remember the milestone of 1 million barrels a day, then falling back because of the price situation, and the governor is saying, hey, let's get to 2 million barrels a day. Okay? So that's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Second thing is to say, let's not have any leaks on pipelines. Let's have a zero tolerance for leaks, and let's strive for zero leaks. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that today on the program as well. And let's see. Governor John Hovind will be here. Very disappointing news yesterday that something that became known as Graham Cassidy, for two members of the United States Senate that were for the latest effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. Okay. Block grinding back to the states the flexibility and the dollars to provide for its citizens. In the case of North Dakota, $1 billion more in funding could have happened from that. And yesterday it went down. Now, they say they may bring it back up, but we're going to talk with Senator Hovind about that as well. Coming up on the program, and just the frustration of, you know, promises on repeal and replace it and not happening. So those are two things we'll cover with Senator John Hovind and Governor Doug Burgum today on the program. What else have we got? Well, as I mentioned, we're at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Oh, Steve Moore. Steve Moore, of course, is fantastic. Love Steve Moore. Steve Moore is most famous probably for his work at the Wall Street Journal. And maybe the Club for Growth, founding the Club for Growth. But he is an economic wizard. He's an economist. And he's just written some great things. He is one of us. He is a Reaganomics, Art Laffer, Larry Kudlow kind of school of thought when it comes to, look, lower the tax burden and the economy roars. He's speaking here today, and he has been a big architect of the president's economic efforts and his tax reform plan, so I'm dying to catch up with him as well to find out what's happening there. So, all that coming up on the program. In the meantime, I have a couple of minutes to take your calls, questions, comments before we get to our guests, and tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Did I put enough of the ha ha's in there, Todd? The ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Let me know when I hit my quota because I want to read the text verbatim. Ha 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 ha. Scott still doesn't realize McConnell needs to go. Well, here's the deal. I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan by any stretch. I think he is the swamp. I think he's the Republican version of the swamp. My statement earlier today was I do believe we have to get to a point where there's more Roy Moores, if you will, in the U.S. Senate. More people willing to, for instance, I believe Congressman Kevin Cramer is ultimately going to be a candidate against Senator Heidi Heitkamp, all right? And I believe Senator Kevin Cramer would be a very different senator than a Mitch McConnell, as an example, okay? And so if you get more Roy Moores, Kevin Cramers in the U.S. Senate, you get to a point where the people actually have a voice. But I'm saying if, for instance, there was a coup d'etat and Mitch McConnell was taken out tomorrow, that if John Thune replaces him or whoever, you don't have much there. You really don't. And by that I mean it would be it would be Chuck Schumer against someone that is less experienced in that post. So I worry about that greatly. And that's all I meant. I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan. I think he's ultimately got to go. The question is when. Well, folks, moments before he takes the stage, Governor Doug Burgum joins us right here at the Amendment Center. Hello, Governor.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm great. What a beautiful North Dakota day we got going on here.
I read your schedule earlier today, and I got dizzy, just so you know. I'm barely recovered from it. Holy buckets. A busy guy you are, and I want to take advantage of the short time we have here. You've given this industry that you're going to speak to today some pretty bold goals. You've said, hey, go from 1 million barrels a day to 2 million barrels a day. You've also said, hey, let's strive for no leaks. A little buzz I've heard around here is that those two are inconsistent, mm-hmm. right? We can't go to 2 billion barrels, and mainly they blame regulation. The regulations are such there's no way for the pipeline infrastructure, if you will, to keep up with ramping up production. Are they wrong?
Well, I think that it's okay to have aspirational goals, both on the production side and on the quality side of things. I mean, I think that's at least the world I'm coming from. When you're trying to make things better, faster, cheaper, you also have got to get your quality up, and that's the way the world works. That's the way the top-performing companies do, and so I think it's okay to challenge people in that way. And while people may see those as opposing each other, in some ways they're not, because some of the technology and innovation that's going to help us produce more oil is also the same technology and innovation that's going to help us transport it more safely.
So, you know, in other words, maybe think a little bigger, right? It's good to aspire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you agree that that we don't have regulation right? I mean, in their mind, regulation is preventing what you're suggesting.
Well, I think we've been very clear, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I. We said, you know, the answer is innovation, not regulation. Regulation doesn't matter whether it's in healthcare or whether it's in the energy industry is generally evolves this way. There's a problem. And then someone says, well, gee, how did that problem happen? They do some kind of break-fix analysis of how it happened, and they said, well, we need to require people to do this to solve that specific problem. So by definition, regulation is backward-looking. And when they look for what they're requiring, they're not anticipating the new thing that's going to be come along tomorrow or the next year that would solve that problem in a better, faster, cheaper way. And so I think, regulation by nature is just too backward-looking, and we have too much of it. And I think it's better to have it's better to make sure that we're innovating our way out of problems than because you can't regulate your way out of problems. We've shown that in the country. I mean, look at the stacks and stacks and stacks of regulation we have that actually increases cost but doesn't solve a problem because it's all backward-looking.
Do you think there's been enough communication with the industry on some of this? I mean, I get the sense that they sort of see goals being set where they're really not involved in the discussion, and I don't know if that's sort of, hey, this isn't how it works, thinking, or if it's fair concern.
Well, I got a lot of people around me that are saying things like, hey, we've never done it this way before, but I guess that's okay with me because we're all about trying to do things maybe differently, but we're also about listening. We want to listen. We want to make sure that we understand what the challenges are. We want to get industry involved because, what we're really proposing here is private sector solutions, not government solutions. And so there'll be some people in the audience that'll say, too much too fast. And there's other people who'll say, hey, this is inspiring because, this is exactly what we needed.
What will you tell them today?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, but we're also going to talk about the opportunities that we see in energy. We're going to talk about some of the legislation that was passed that I think actually it does fall along the path of innovation, not regulation. Between the state legislature and the industry, we had great collaboration, got some good bills passed last spring. And then I think we also want to talk a little bit about workforce development because, the biggest challenge that we have is not, we've got the energy resource in the state, but we're competing against the Eagle Ford and the Permian Basin and shale plays all over the world. And we're competing for capital investment, and we're also competing for talent. Because if we go in here and do a show of hands and say, how many of you guys have got job opens in North Dakota? They're all going to have their hand in the air. Everyone's got job openings, and if they can't fill them, if they can't fill everything from a drilling crew to petroleum engineer to all the other specialized talent they need in this industry, then they're not going to be doing development here. And for us to attract the capital, we have to attract the talent, and that gets back to workforce development, and that gets back to the Main Street Initiative because we have to create communities that people want to put their roots down in, live in, and raise their family in.
We'll have the governor's speech recorded today and use the excerpts of that tomorrow because it starts shortly, just about before the show ends today. Maybe pick up a couple of minutes. Half a minute left. Your reaction to no vote on Graham Cassidy and more disappointing news out of Washington on health care?
Well, I mean, disappointing is doesn't even describe it for me, because this was a historic opportunity to restore power to the states and allow states to chart their own path, and particularly in an area, you know, healthcare, which is, if there's any industry that's been held back by regulation and we haven't had the full benefit of the innovation, it's been in healthcare because the federal government's too involved. And this was a chance with the block grants, empowering the states, removing some regulation. It would have been incredible to see. And it was such an easy thing. North Dakota got more money with more flexibility. That was an easy call. Hovind had it right. Heitkamp had it wrong, and we'll just have to see. Hopefully, we'll see where this goes next.
It is sad. It really is, because what an opportunity missed. Thanks, Governor. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
You bet. Governor Doug Burgum from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. More coming up. Senator Hovind at the bottom of the hour.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hovind. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. We're at the Alera Center in Grand Forks today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Senator John Hovind at the bottom of the hour. And just got a chance to catch up with Governor Doug Burgum. Got a little time to chat about whatever is on your mind today. Some texts and emails to get to. And also our Delta call of the day. Todd, if you want to get that ready, we'll be going to that shortly. What's going on right now in the ballroom, which is behind me, but I'm outside in the concourse doing the show. If I did the show in there, they'd throw me out because I'd be talking over, you know, the things that are happening there. Let's see.
First, I'm, of course, proud to be on the stage here with Lynn and at this North Dakota Petroleum Council. It's unbelievable that this tremendous state has had such a fabulous organization representing it and on the regulatory and legal framework, such sobriety that's just so rare in government. You know, North Dakota is a model in what they've done. But I want to step back a tiny bit further just at the start. I think we often just don't step far enough back when we engage with other people. If you look back before our industry started, say the 1840s, right? We really got going the end of the 1850s. At that time, just a few generations ago, life expectancy around the world was somewhere between 30 and 40 years. If you were in the U.S. or England or France, life expectancy at birth was pushing 40 years. If you were born in a less likely place, it was closer to 30 years. If you go back to the time the Egyptians built the pyramids, life expectancy was 30 or 40 years. Were you in a violent society? Were harvests good? It didn't change much at all through millennia of human history. Today, only one country in the world has life expectancy less than 50 years. And of course, it's war-torn Sierra Leone. Life expectancy in the world has doubled since our industry began. That's not a subtle impact. I loved Kathy Nesset's comment there about the technology that's really changed the world. Oil and gas and just available cheap energy just transformed and helped enable the modern world. And in North Dakota's place, as Ron said, the tight oil revolution began right here, or a little west of here in this same state. It changed the world. The Bakken passed four OPEC nations and reset sort of world energy markets. We cry about that a lot because oil prices are so much lower, but it's $1 trillion a year savings to consumers of the world. You think of low-income people. I climbed Mount Kenya a couple years ago, and our cab driver, his life had been transformed. His daughter was now in private school because the price of gasoline had dropped so much.
Wow. I could listen to more of that. Isn't that amazing? That's that fellow happens to be part of a panel that's just starting now called Doubling Down on Bakken Recovery. Lynn Helms and John Haryu from EERC are hosting, and he's the CEO of Liberty Well Services, Chris Wright. And I just was riveted by his comments. I was planning on sort of dipping in for just a little bit of that. But we don't think enough about that. When he talks about our life expectancy, when he talks about... I talked last night, again, a shout-out to the Dakota Territory Sheriffs and Deputies Association last night, and I said the same thing to them. I said, you know, I forget how I got on the topic, but I was talking about conservatives often are thought to be, you know, we don't care about poor people, right? And I'm like, first of all, let's define poor people, okay? Because really, poor in America is not poor, okay? Poor in America is not the poor person of the Bible, for instance. Poor in America means I've got a cell phone, you know, I've got a place to call home, I've got, you know, there's obviously some homelessness and some mental illness and challenges. I'm not suggesting, and I'm not trying to dismiss that there aren't challenges among people, you know, there's haves and haves nots, certainly. I think that largely is a result of people's choices more than anything, because I believe, again, the moment you're born here in the United States of America, you are blessed beyond belief, just the very moment that you're born. Every single person is identical and alike in that way, okay? That we have that incredible blessing from the very moment that we were born in this country, and we have the opportunity to take advantage of anything we want to do. And some tough stuff will come at people, some more than others, but boy, resilience, tenacity, you can fight through it. And part of that is recognizing how blessed we are, going to his point of life expectancy. And, you know, even when we think, oh, my gosh, all this oil and now the price has gone down. Yeah, but look what that's done. Look at the trillions that's put back in the economy. Now people that can afford things now that couldn't. I mean, there's just so many things. It just one of those sort of mind-blowing moments. That's why it's good to have an annual conference, because you have conversations like that where you think a little bit beyond the day-to-day grind, you know. Tough stuff comes. I just got a text from somebody sent me a photo of a mud hole in Newtown that would choke a horse. You know, it's a flat out mess, but the texter says there's a foot of mud we're working in, or hauling scoria so they can move a rig off. You know, this is what it is. That's a tough day. You're going to have that. You know, you're gonna have that. Anyway, just a little sidebar given the conversation from the floor here today. What was I supposed to tell you? Oh, and then there were 12 because I just got word from our friends at Group Travel Planners that we went from 14 seats remaining to 12 because somebody last hour heard me talk about New York City and said, okay, we're going. Honey, we're going. How many years have we heard about this? We're going to go. My wife Maria and I would love it if you'd do that. We host this every year, and we've been to New York City, and we'll be back. But we really do this for our listeners. We do this to say, hey, this is the greatest city on the face of the earth. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's a great place to visit. And there's so much to see, so much to do. I mean, the Broadway shows, we're going to see two of them, Phantom of the Opera. That's the longest running show on Broadway ever. Think about that. That will move you to your core. It's an incredible story. The Carole King musical is the true story of Carole King's rise to stardom. Pure entertainment. Fantastic. The Rockettes. I mean, there's a Christmas show you'll never, ever, ever forget. And it's not New York secular. There's a live nativity scene that's part of that. I kid you not, on the stage of the Radio City Music Hall and all that history. We do a cruise around Manhattan Island, so you get to see all the sights. We stay in a beautiful hotel, very safe neighborhood. I mean, first of all, most of New York's pretty safe. You just got to know where to go. But, you know, we're taking you to places that are literally going 24-7, that kind of activity. But the Homewood Suites, Midtown Manhattan, so free breakfast every morning. Many of your meals are included. So the airfare, the hotel accommodations, the tickets to the Broadway shows and the events, you know, dinner at Trump Tower, the 9/11 Memorial Museum, which is life-changing. And the cherry on top is, of course, Fox and Friends. We actually get to go on the set of Fox and Friends, believe it or not. If you're at all curious how this trip is, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, and I'll send you a couple of names of folks that have been on this trip before so you can hear firsthand from others that have come along. So anyway, down to 12 now. The deadline's Monday, so we just got to fill this up. Bismarck or Fargo flights, call 952-898-0008, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008, or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. I'll get you the itinerary and all the action on that, okay? All right, Todd, do you see this text about Lutefisk? Is this changing your mind at all? Are you starting to get it finally? You're waking up to this? Insanity of actually debating whether or not to eat Lutefisk? Has it awakened you, Todd? No, it's put you to sleep. I see. Okay, well, Lutefisk will do that, too, in addition to, you know, caulking the windows. Dexter says, I don't know why people think lutefisk is a delicacy. It's not. We're crying out loud. More coming up. Senator Hoban, when we return.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last. With American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity. Bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back at the Alaris Center, Grand Forks, on What's On Your Mind. Todd, the radio guide, was not sleeping, but actually I'm in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. He is back at Bismarck Manning Controls, as usual, at the mothership, 550 K-Fire. And there was a little hiccup in the connection. So he is unavoidably detained. But I'm here to tell you to call Delta First. If you're in the oil industry and you need turnkey solutions, call Delta First. DeltaConstructors.net. Turnkey well sites. Everything. Everything. Headaches gone. More and more of the names you know are calling Delta to do this because their costs are coming down. This is working, and they do it all from E&I services to flow lines, pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, everything. Find out more, deltaconstructors.net, or call them 406-250-8151. Here's yesterday's highlighted caller of the day. Robin in Bismarck, how can we help you today?
I would like to know how I can get my son, who's incarcerated, help and get him into treatment when they put him in jail, and our governor wants to have all these programs. Well, I can't get him into treatment unless I pay $90,000 because the state won't cover him because he's incarcerated. So I just want to know, what is a person supposed to do when it's a catch-22?
Your son is incarcerated where, Robin?
In jail.
What facility, though?
I don't really want to say that right now.
How long? Mm-hmm. So you can stop this, Rev. We ended up finding out from this caller, Robin, that her son was in a North Dakota jail, but was a federal prisoner. Because as a federal prisoner, they're contract for space with a county jail, and they go in a county jail. Therefore, the state can't help with what she was looking for in the way of help. So it has to be, federal help that ultimately does that. So we're working on it. We're forwarding this around, doing what we can. But reason I wanted to make that the call today. Look, it was very obvious Robin, as a mom, was hurting because of being unable to get help for a son. And, you know, talk radio can be about this health care bill and that tax reform bill and this race for that office all day long. And we are always going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's why we say what's on your mind. But I love it when we can help people. I love it when you bring your concerns, questions, comments right here. And don't be afraid to do it. Don't be afraid to do it ever. Okay? Because that's why we're here. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776. You press 1, leave a message. Simple as that. Press 2 to chat with us when we're live on the air. We sincerely want to help. Because I know life's burdens can become heavy sometimes. And, you know, when you sort of think, who's going to help? I'm not saying we can always help, but we're going to do our best. And part of the way we do that is with our talk radio town halls. Congressman Kevin Cramer and Senator John Hoeven are regular participants, as is Governor Burgum, in talk radio town halls anytime we ask. And a good opportunity for you to connect directly, one-on-one, with your member of Congress. And we really appreciate doing that. Of course, today, Senator John Hoeven is going to join us till the top of the hour, take your calls, questions, and comments, and tackle a couple of things in the news as well. So 800-228-0550. Text me at 367-2054 or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Senator John Hoeven, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
So I chatted with Governor Burgum earlier, and I said, you know, are you disappointed about the vote not happening on Graham Cassidy and the health care bill? And he said, that's sort of an understatement. And he went on to express just, you know, enormous grief out of the opportunity lost as a result of this, and also his frustration with, you know, the people that didn't vote the way they should have. Senator Heitkamp votes against a $1 billion increase for North Dakota health care. Wow. And certainly he mentioned Senator McCain and some of your Republican colleagues as well, where you really scratch your head knowing where they're at. What's the word you'd describe to how you feel on this issue?
Yeah, no, I think Doug got it just right, and that's why we can't stop. You know, we're within, you know, one or two votes. So, I mean, we've got to find a way to repeal and replace. Scott, as you know, this is actually the fourth version that I've worked on. I mean, we voted on three different versions before I voted for them. You know, and now this version, as you know, I did a lot of work on it to make sure that North Dakota gets more funding and more flexibility. And, you know, if I came to, you know, any group in North Dakota and said, look, we're going to get more funding and more flexibility, they'd say, that's good. And that's what we want, because that gives our governor and our legislature, who are closer to the people, you know, more control, and we can develop something that works best for our North Dakota citizens. So, you know, like you say, we're within one or two votes, and so we need to keep working. As you know, we're turning to tax relief, tax reform. We want to get that done by year end, but that does not mean we quit working on this and try to get that, you know, say one more vote that we need to get it done, and either get one of our Republican colleagues that isn't on board yet on board, or get a Democrat to join us as well, you know, and because Obamacare's got real problems, and, you know, people are going to see about a 25% increase this year or more in their premiums under Obamacare, and we need to address it.
One bit of frustration I've heard from people is the fact that there's no vote. I mean, they understand that you're wrangling and trying to get enough votes, and whether it was Rand Paul or whoever, Lisa Murkowski at the 11th hour, sort of. But why not have people be held accountable for their vote? I mean, I've heard a lot of frustration and a lot of extreme disappointment on that. Did you want to see a vote happen?
Yeah, I'm fine with a vote. Like, as you know, I already voted on three versions already. This one, I think, actually gave North Dakota not only more funding but more control. So, yeah, I wanted to vote on it. But I, like I say, you know, we need to keep pushing. We're not done.
So why not? What's the thinking? Why is the majority leader thinking, oh, we won't have a vote?
I think because he felt that it's an ongoing effort to get more votes, and rather than go to the floor and not carry it, to continue to try to work to get more votes. We do have this budget reconciliation that's done as of you know, September 30, but we can do another budget reconciliation. You know, in part, that's an effort to keep the push on to get people to commit and to vote. But, you know, we need to continue that effort, and we can develop another budget reconciliation, too.
So is this the right plan, do you think? I mean, have you found the model to replace and repeal Obamacare? I know that, you know, Rand Paul is fond of saying, you know, all this is doing is, you know, you're not repealing anything. You're just putting Obamacare at the state level now, right? There's obviously some of the similar grumbling. I'm just curious if you think you found the right model. Now it's just a matter of getting enough votes to get it passed.
Yeah, Scott, I think, as you know, and it probably goes to my background as a governor, but any time we can give North Dakota the resources and North Dakota control versus the federal government, I think that's good. I think we're going to get a better result, and we're going to be more innovative, more creative. We're going to do a better job for the people of North Dakota rather than this federal one-size-fits-all. But what you're seeing down here, Scott, is a real difference of philosophy. The Democrats want single payer. They want the federal government to run your health care. And we're trying to empower the people so that they can actually have health insurance that they can afford, which is what the – remember, this bill brings us more resources to help insurance companies. There's a $25 billion fund, of which we'd have gotten $50 million up front, to try to stabilize insurance premiums in addition to additional funding for low income to address not only people who are on Medicaid, but also, you know, people who need help with their insurance premiums and health care costs. So Republicans are trying to empower people to have control over their health care insurance and their health care, and more local control. The really the model for the Democrats now is to use Obamacare and take the country to single-payer system,
and
government-run health care.
And I have a text from a listener saying, Senator Hovind, do you understand that's where they want to take us, to single payer? So you've obviously already answered that question, but
obviously that emailer or whoever was is right on.
And but my point is, single payer scares the daylights out of me. I mean, to single payer is a major victory for a socialist way of life. From the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party, that would destroy healthcare and bring us to like a Canadian-style waiting line system that scares the living daylights out of me. So I think what I want, and I think what a lot of our listeners want, is just this unbelievable sense of battle. Okay, Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, John McCain, I mean, at least control, you can't control Heidi Heitkamp and Democrats who clearly prefer single payer. That's their MO. That's the direction they want to go. They're being pulled that way, but you can at least convince enough Republicans with the majority now and Vice President Pence to get it done. I mean, what about that don't the Republican no votes understand?
Well, and that's why I say we can't give up. We don't give up. I think we're getting, for example, Senator Murkowski closer to a yes vote, I'm hopeful. In Senator McCain's case, he wants more process. We're continuing to go through process. So, again, you know, the last vote we took, we were one away. One more vote coming our way, and we had it. And so that's why we just have to continue, just doggedly to stay on it. And it's really important we get this tax reform done. I think we need to get that done by year end.
I want to talk about that in the next segment, but yep. Let me just finish on this point. And,
sure.
And another thing I hear a lot from listeners is just total disdain for your leader, Mitch McConnell. And a lot of people put it on him that he is a product of the swamp. He can't get it done. Is the criticism directed at Mitch McConnell in your eyes fair?
Well, two things I'd say on that, Scott, and I understand. I understand the frustration. I share it. Okay. But two things. One, we've got to continue to push. We're close. We're just, say one vote away, depending on which of these approaches we get to. So we need to keep pushing. So he's got to keep pushing and keep working to get this done. No question about it. And the other point is we got to be careful not to split the party. I mean, we don't want to get into a situation where we go backward from the goal. We need to keep working till we achieve the goal. But I certainly understand the concern and the frustration.
Yeah, and obviously the vote in Alabama reinforces that, right? I mean, here's his handpicked pick there, and he loses. Do you see that being? Do you see that at all changing his
well, the reality
stability?
The reality there is, we were going to get somebody from Alabama either way that's going to vote with us. I know there was some back and forth down there in that primary, and they they went at it hard. But I think you saw both of them at the end came out and said, "Hey, we're united, and we're going to come down and help." Get these things done that we need to get done, whether it's health care tax relief or, the things that we're trying to do to address the challenges this country faces.
All right. Brandon and Mandan, first up to go when we come back. Plus, want to talk tax reform. That's the next big thing. And by the way, one of the people speaking here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting at the Alera Center in Grand Forks, Stephen Moore, who has advised President Trump on the tax reform plan and is under that hood. I mean, he is there. We're going to chat with him, too, on tomorrow's program. If you want to catch that, for sure, he's speaking today here in Grand Forks. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Moseman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the impact a workplace driver safety program has on an employee off the job.
If I can get my employee to take what they learn and take it home, especially in a driving environment, and make them so that they're modeling safe behavior for their kids and their family members, that's going to be multi-generational. Just like our kids learn everything else from us, they also pay attention when you're using your cell phone, when you're on the, you know, driving, and when you're not wearing your seatbelt, when you're doing anything else that's dangerous. They're going to model that behavior as soon as they have the opportunity to get a license, and then they're going to have hurdles to overcome too. And so there's a extra benefit for the family there as well.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Energy of North Dakota. A lot going on. In fact, I bet Governor Burgum's speaking right about now.
That October is energy month?
Not quite yet. That's Ron Ness getting ready to introduce the governor, who will speak next year, and welcome everybody to the North Dakota Petroleum Council and their gathering. Find out more about this industry and what they're doing at energyofnorthdakota.com. Back with our final segment with Senator John Hoeven today, Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions or comments, welcome. Brandon in Mandan, go ahead for Senator Hoeven. You're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to make this quick. I think my biggest reason why I support Senator Rand Paul and being against this bill is because it's not a clean repeal. It doesn't take away all the Obamacare taxes. And as a conservative, fiscal conservative, and what I want to see is a clean repeal. The Republicans have done it many times. They've laid those bills on President Obama's desk. They knew he was never going to sign it. And all of a sudden, we gave him the House, we gave him the Senate, and we gave him the presidency, and all of a sudden we give him those three, and they cannot get anything done. Thank you.
And I'm going to piggyback on that because it's similar to what a texter is saying here. The Republicans should be ashamed of themselves. Maybe if they weren't trying to save their own insurance, they would act differently. People really are mad, more at Republicans for not being able to do what they promised to do with the extra tools. So I'll let you answer both at once there.
Sure, I share the frustration, and that's why I mentioned at the outset. This is the fourth iteration of repeal and replace I voted for. So in response to Brandon, yes, I voted to repeal and replace. I'm working hard to do it. And that's what we talked about earlier, Scott, is we've got to keep pushing to get there. Obamacare, when President Obama came in and passed Obamacare, it took him till the second year to pass it, and he had 60 votes in the Senate. So I agree, we got to keep working, we got to get it done. And remember also that to his point about repeal and replace, it's going to take more than one step, but we got to get the first step done, and that's what we're trying to do. And so it may not be everything he or somebody else wants right off the bat, but all along I've said it's going to be a process, and we have to keep working to get it done.
I'm sure you've seen the barrage of news releases. I don't know if you get them, but we do in the media that are sent out. Senator Heidi Heitkamp has been sending out tons of these, defending her position on the Graham Cassidy bill and the latest vote against North Dakota on this. And a lot of special interest groups that are quoted that benefit, obviously, from the status quo, saying how great it is. But she's, of course, missing the people we talk to every day, the people in North Dakota that want this. But one of these I needed you to answer because the headline was, we must improve, not cut, access to health care and coverage in the Indian country. And if I'm not mistaken, there are provisions or were provisions in the bill that was going to be voted on that would allow tribal members to go to a non-Indian health system services facilities where the feds would cover the whole cost, meaning there actually could be a savings to the taxpayer of North Dakota and additional coverage. So I wanted you to address this because really she's criticizing you and the other Republicans on Native American health here.
Well, that's exactly right. Included in the bill is a provision that requires the federal government to follow its obligation and provide payment for Medicaid services that Native Americans receive. Right now, the state of North Dakota is paying half of that cost, which is more than $50 million a year. And so there's a provision right there where the North Dakota taxpayers are picking up that cost when it's a federal obligation, and we address that in this bill. So like I said, that would mean more than $50 million a year for North Dakota. That would not only make sure that Native Americans have that access to medical coverage, but also save our taxpayers $50 million. And that's an example of when I talk about this bill providing us with more resources and more flexibility, more discretion on how to use them, as well as savings for North Dakotans. So that's why we've got to get beyond some of the rhetoric here and look at what we're actually doing and make sure that people recognize it's an effort to have access to more affordable health care insurance, to have more control over and have more control over their own health care, and that our governor and legislators who are more responsive to them would be the ones they could talk to when they need changes or help or want to improve things rather than trying to deal with a one-size-fits-all federal government.
Only have 90 seconds left and a lot to get to. Richard and Fargo, quickly, if you would, for Senator Hovind.
Well, McCain, I expected. Ted Cruz, I'm kind of surprised. But I think in a year, a lot of that's going to change. We're going to get a lot of the rhinos out of there. But why are we so hands-off on the filibuster rule? Why don't we use that? We have the power. Why not?
Well, two reasons. One, remember, we can use budget reconciliation so we could pass these measures with 51 votes, which we're trying to do. And, we'll continue to work to do that, and we need to get it done. Two, if we completely do away with the filibuster, then at whatever point the Democrats get control, they can jam through tax increases or other mandates with 51 votes. And so the concern is that that would lead to more federal government, not less.
Thanks, Richard. Got to go. Quick question from a texter. Will you get rid of the health insurance tax?
That's what we're trying. Yeah, again, that's why I say this is not a one-step process. So we're trying to do that. We've delayed it, and we're working to do it. But again, unless we get some help from the other side, it's very hard for us to do. But we're certainly trying to do that, yes.
All right, and we don't have enough time to do this justice. We'll get you back on as soon as possible. Tax reform, the vote when?
Before the end of the year, we want to have tax reform. And that's, I mean, that's what we're working to do, and I think it's a realistic timeline to do it.
We'll talk with Steve Moore in tomorrow's program, who has helped advise President Trump on this. He's at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting here at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. Senator Hovind, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Got to as many of you as we could in that short time, and I appreciate it. And keep those questions and comments coming. We'll get your answers. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. This is What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.